This episode of Before the Train Wreck podcast is brought to you by the Grondike Soap Company. Guys, I use Tactical Soap and God of War Beard Oil every single day. Tactical Soap is a handmade natural product made in the United States of America from ingredients you can actually pronounce, not endocrine disrupting chemicals that are going to lower your testosterone. Both the soap and beard oil is infused with bioidentical pheromones that are designed by a clinical psychologist and pheromone expert to maximize attractiveness to the opposite sex. Go visit coopersoap.com and that will automatically apply 10% off your order. Consider grabbing one of the trifecta packs to save even more. If you are a bearded man and want a majestic beard like yours truly, the God of War Beard Oil is hands down the best beard oil product I've ever used. Gentlemen, this is the most manly handmade soap that we know of. Other soaps are going to get you clean. This one will get you dirty. Again, you're going to want to visit coopersoap.com now and place your order. That's Cooper, C-O-O-P-E-R, soap.com now. Gentlemen, what is up, my brothers from another mother episode? What are we at? 64. How the media weakens men and betatizes you fellas. So I got a bunch of talking points here, and if time permits, we'll have a friend drop on later on this evening before we close. Going to aim to run this under an hour. Got to hop off shortly after nine to do another private broadcast with my community. So let's hop right into this. By the way, if you guys don't already know, this is also available in podcast form. iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, all that stuff. Just search for Before the Train Wreck. You should be able to find it. So for those of you that have asked me or emailed me, yes, it is there. Again, those of you that are watching live, thank you so much. Make sure you smash the like button and head over to YouTube too, by the way. Let me just drop it real quick in the chat in case you guys are on other platforms watching, because it really does help the algorithms out quite a bit more. You guys come on over this way. All right. So let's go. Media influence. All right. So the first talking point I've got is social media. I'm talking about things like Facebook, Twitter. Those are the main ones that feed information to us guys. Twitter, not so much. In fact, let me focus this more specifically on Facebook. It's still the top three most trafficked website. Okay. I know a lot of you guys don't like it. Some of you have said that you've canceled it. Not a bad move. If I'm being honest with you, it's not. But there's a way to actually manage Facebook a lot better. First of all, you are going to get crap from people if you're on Facebook. You're going to have it show up in your newsfeed. You're going to have people complaining about politics. You're going to have people complaining about the weather. It's just, there's not a lot of positive stuff in my mind that comes out of your Facebook newsfeed. I install a Chrome plugin. So the browser that I use for the most part is Google Chrome. I like to use it because of the plugin options that are available. And there's one called Newsfeed Eradicator. And if you search for that and plug it into your Facebook feed on pretty much any device, it's obviously not going to work on a mobile device. You don't really need Facebook on your mobile phone. It's my view that you should delete it unless you need it for any business purposes. But Newsfeed Eradicator, if you plug that into your Facebook, plug that into Chrome, you'll see nothing in your newsfeed with the exception of notifications specifically from groups or communities that you're in. That's really the only reason why I still use Facebook. I've posted nothing on my personal profile in a couple of years now. I only use it for either pages that I manage, ads that I run, or my men's private community. That's really it. Those are the places that I want to engage. I don't care about Karen's opinion of the prime minister or the president or some stupid video that they filmed of their kids at some event that I have no interest in. All of these opinions will continue to proliferate and feed your mind with their opinions, views, and nonsense. A lot of guys get caught up in the thirsty beta nature of it all. And I'm just going to say it, you know, because guys still do it. Even guys that are watching, you're going to say, well, is this something that I do? If you're thinking about it, you probably do. But being the thirsty beta and liking and commenting on all of the girls that you're pining for and chasing down on platforms. It's a big, big, big waste of your time. There's another app called Rescue Time. I believe there's also a mobile version of it as well, but desktop is very important. If you want to see where you spend your time, install Rescue Time on, you know, your device or on your desktop, and it'll get you a report at the end of the week and tell you how much time you've spent on social media platforms, scrolling through endless crap about people's vacations and pictures and their political opinions and why they hate this guy or COVID this, that, and the other thing, or why this person's a better candidate than the other. If you want to have some sanity in your life, okay, and some balance, I'm telling you right now, don't placate to causes and ideas that distract you from your own mental point of origin. Ask yourself that question. If you're going to choose to continue to consume social media and those inputs, ask yourself, is paying attention to this serving me as a man and my own mental point of origin, or is it distracting you from that, right? For the most part, I can tell you from my experience, it's a big distraction. And yes, it is part of the betatization process of males. So if you want to improve your experience using these devices and getting good results out of life, I'm telling you right now, one of the things you need to do is, if you're going to use Facebook, install Newsfeed Eradicator, remove it from your mobile device. Don't use it to distract you from your day-to-day purpose and what you're on about. There's really nothing there for you. Use it to serve you, not to see. You know what? I'm going to end on the social media topic with this note. I was at an event once, and there's a room of a few hundred people, and the speaker said, okay, raise your hand if you're a customer of Facebook. And almost everybody's hand went up. This is 2016 or so, so about 4 years ago. Still a very, you know, popular platform in its day. Again, in the top one, two, or three position. Everybody put their hand up, thinking that they're a customer of Facebook. He said, now keep your hand up if you run ads on Facebook. And this was a B2C conference. It was not B2B. It was not for entrepreneurs. Almost everybody's hand went down. People actually believe that they're a customer of Facebook by using it. You're not. You are creating content in a newsfeed for Mark Zuckerberg and other people to push out to other people to keep their attention glued to that product. That's all that it is. You're not a customer. You're making content for those guys. You're lining their pockets with gold. And consuming that content, having your attention there, is just another waste of your time that betatizes you, because all of the content, all of the ads, everything that you'll see there is, for the most part, not going to contribute to the notion of mental point of origin. Let me move on to video games. And let's do a quick Google search for, what do they call them? Esports. Esports, I don't know, champions, I'll call it. Let's call it 2019. Let's see who these guys are. So China's Fun Plus Phoenix defeat E2 Sports to League of Champions World Championship. Okay, so who are these guys? Here we go. Let's put this up on the screen so we can add to stream. So this is the people that compete on video games. I'm not completely opposed to video games. They can be fun. There's certain times where, I'm not going to say it's a good use of your time, but there's certain times where you can engage, you can have community, you can do some shit with your friends, you can have some fun. You can at least challenge yourself to some degree. You know, one might even argue it helps develop hand-eye coordination, but it's very, very limited. My point being with video games is these are the people that are considered world-class. So, League of Legends World Champions. So this is a big, big thing that is going to open up a lot of doors, and a lot of traffic for new businesses going forward. I'm actually looking at an esports platform to invest in at an early stage right now. Because I know it's so popular, it's going to continue to be popular. But these are the champions, okay? These are the League of Legends world champions. They are world champions at their video games, at that craft. I don't believe that they are legends of mankind, okay? If I can put it that way. I'm, you know, putting it kindly if you will. They're pretty much dorks. Where's another one? Here we go. Let's see what these guys look like. Okay, so playing video games is not competing in real life, is what my point is. These are the people that you're competing against. Can I make this any bigger for you? There you go. These are the dorks that you're competing against. I would bet you, these guys look like they're at least 20 years younger than me. I would bet you that I could probably do at least 30 more push-ups than all of these dorks, chin-ups, squats. I could probably hop on my bike and ride way faster, way further than any of these guys. They're not doing anything that's improving themselves as men. All they're doing is they're competing on an online game with wicked hand-eye coordination, and here's their trophy. Like, this is what they have to show for it. I don't believe that this is something that is a good use of your time. And if I'm being honest, there's far, far better things that you guys can be doing with your time when it comes to engaging on consoles, computers, and stuff like that. Use it in a very, very limited basis. Most of the stuff in video games, and especially if you go to places like Twitch now, there's a lot of these ethos coming into these platforms that men are getting thirsty for, and they're white knighting for, and they're bending the knee for, and it betatizes men, right? It makes them weaker. They're okay, I'm going to end on this note on the video game thing to set the example and the tone in a clear, concise manner. But 5 or 6 years ago, I was skiing, and in the terrain park, I wiped out, and I thought I broke my shin. I couldn't put any weight onto it. I went immediately to the emergency room of the hospital. I'm sitting there waiting for about 5 hours. 90% of the traffic in there was single moms bringing in their kids that had a slight cough or a dot on their back. And then there was a couple of other kids that were in there as well. The one that went in before me sat, you know, they have these curtained rooms with a drawstring curtain so you can hear everything. Doctor's like, okay, so what's the problem? What can I do to help you? Why are you here today? He goes, well, you know, I was sitting around playing video games this weekend and I can't feel my legs. And she says to him, okay, well, what happened? You know, why can't you feel your legs? Why did they go numb? Because he said they went numb and he couldn't feel them. Well, I was on this long raid with a bunch of my friends online on World of Warcraft for like 2.5 days straight. And I just don't feel them. They're really numb. And she's like, well, get up and walk around, dummy. This is the kind of man that video games facilitate. It facilitates the weak beta that sits around on his ass all day and doesn't use the rest of his body and sits in a chair. And that's what you end up becoming. You know, you become a chair globule is essentially what you end up doing. You need to compete in real life. You need to win in real life. So if you're going to play games, fine, do it, but do it on a limited basis. Get your ass off the computer screen, off the console, and off these devices and go and compete in real life. Pick up a sport. Join a dojo, learn how to get into some form of combat sports that you enjoy, maybe boxing, maybe BJJ, maybe Krav Maga. I don't care. Do something to compete in real life. Men need strong competency skills. Learning combat sports is a far better use of your time than sitting around playing Mortal Kombat, okay? You're going to end up like the dork that was in the hospital because he couldn't feel his legs because he sat around for 3 days straight doing nothing. Be careful with these inputs. These are the things that will betatize you. If you want to read a really interesting book on companies and people that are so brilliant that they know how to form habit, like these habit forming products, it's called Hooked. The book is called Hooked. Author's name is Nier. I think it's NY. Let me just quickly look it up. This is a great book. I mean, if you play video games right now, and you're wondering why here it is. Nier, NIREYAL. Read this book over here, How to Build Habit Forming Products. He breaks down specifically how things like Facebook, how things like video games and console games and even computer type of games get you hooked to keep coming back and spending all your time and money staring at the screen or at their product or service. It's a really, really interesting read. I would highly encourage you to take a look at it, especially if you feel like you have an addictive personality to these types of products and services, because you need to get your head around why you're doing this and unhook yourself from it. Let's talk about Netflix. So anything with things like Netflix, Amazon Prime, any of these video streaming services. So I'm not limiting this just to Netflix, but anything that's a video streaming service, you'll start to notice once you take the red pill and you get familiar with, you know, paying attention to female nature and behavior, and you use this lens to observe the world in a slightly different way than what you've seen it your entire life, that most modern shows facilitate the worshiping and pedestalization of a female primary social order. Let me give you a really good example. We had this discussion the other day on a post in my men's forum. Charlie's Angels. I wish I could pull it up and show you the highlight reel clip, but just go to YouTube and search for it. But it's basically a man-hating movie. It's a movie about three women that really just don't like men and are trying to compete against them all the time. And it's really just shaming men. Now, that's nothing new. This has been going on for a while. I can go back and I can recall, what was that show? Tim the Tool Man Taylor, Home Improvement. I remember watching that in my teens or even 20s. I can't remember when it was, but quite a while ago. So let's say 20 years ago. The father, the man that was the head of the household, has always been portrayed ever since I was a kid, with the exception of some shows. Like you go back to Dukes of Hazzard, Knight Rider, stuff like that, where masculinity was still, you know, men were still men, sort of thing. Shows after that followed that after the 80s and 90s, almost all of these shows facilitate female worship, pedestalization of women. The father, the men are bumbling idiots. If I turn on any show, like if I want to kick back and relax and go and watch something on Netflix, I'm always asking myself as I'm consuming this within the first 15 minutes or so, is this some man-hating crap? Does this facilitate a worship of women, you know, sort of thing? Because if you want to feed your mind with positive masculine ideas and become a better version of yourself and level up in life, you need to remove negative influences from your life. And these are some of the things that I'm going down here right now that are important to note so that you do not make a train wreck out of your life. The whole point, again, of this playlist is this is before the train wreck. These are things that men need to consider that could ultimately create a train wreck out of their life if they ignore these things. And I'm not saying it's going to be any one thing, but it's like a compound effect. You compound these things one on top of the other after the other, and you will start to notice that you will become betatized. You will subscribe to a female primary social order that bends the knee and worships women if you keep subscribing to these beliefs and these media inputs. Again, we've covered already social media, video games, Netflix. Speaking of video games, Last of Us was probably the last great video game that I played in any length. I think it was out around 2014 or so, 2013, 14 or 15, on a PlayStation console. Great storyline, you know, good bit of fun. You know, it took me a bit to get through it, but it was a fun adventure. The new version, I won't even play. I've seen the highlight reels for it and the breakdowns. You can go look it up. I'm not even going to spend any time on it, but it's complete nonsense. So do not give your money and time away. Do not give your attention away. Attention is a currency, guys. Do not give your attention. You know, we always say there's no free attention when it comes to women. You know, you need to keep that in mind when you're giving your attention and your money away to nonsense like these sorts of platforms and ideas. Let me grab these super chats real quick. I saw a few of them that rolled in. I just want to make sure that I'm attentive so I don't miss them. Christian says, your opinion on all these girls blasting politics on Tinder and Bumble. Yeah, that's okay. So that's another great point. I didn't even list that here. So now that you brought that up, you're on a dating app. Obviously, you're a healthy male. You've got good testosterone levels. You're interested in women. You want to engage with them. Great. Nothing wrong with that. Perfect. I've given you guys lots of good resources and tools on how to optimize that. I've plotted the minefield. I've told you where to go and avoid. you know, it's funny. It's like, you know, when I tell you how to deal with women, it's like I say, hey, there's a big steaming pile of crap over here. All you got to do is walk around it. But a lot of guys will see that big steaming pile of crap and they'll step in it. They'll be like, oh, I stepped in a big pile of crap and this is bull crap and this isn't fair and blah, blah, blah. And you know how it goes from there, you know, for some of these guys. But when it's, you know, specifically what Christian's talking about here, with these girls blasting politics on Tinder and Bumble, guess what, guys? They're telling you what they're made of. they're telling you who they are and what they're all about. And if they're saying things that are not aligned with your belief system, hey, you want to go out with them, you want to have a short-term thing, you might want to plate them or put them in a FWB status, cool, do that, fine. But you limit your interaction with them. You keep them at arm's length, okay? You have to be intelligent about these things. Do not allow problem people, including women, on dating apps into your life. If you invite one of these losers into your life that are, you know, big consumers of social media or nonsense that doesn't support a strong masculine narrative, then just get rid of it, then just remove it. So that's a great point, Christian. Thanks for pointing that out. There's another one here from Popovsky. If you're not paying for it, you are the product. Exactly, dude, 100%. That's what I was talking about with the Facebook narrative. I think you must have hit me at that point. Okay, so let's move on. So we talked about streaming services. What are we at? We're good for time. Let's talk about adult entertainment. Okay, now I'm not opposed to adult entertainment. We've all engaged in a little bit of adult entertainment in our lives. Okay. So here's the thing, though. If you're spending way too much time consuming adult entertainment, you're basically cuckolding yourself. You're watching another man, a Chad, slaying, laying pipe, whatever it is you want to call it, and you're sitting there watching it like a pleb, betatizing yourself. A lot of guys will go on about what, hey, Rich, what's your opinion on NoFap? Hey, Richard, what's your thing? You know, what's your opinion on semen retention and blah, 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 blah. Look, guys, if you have an addiction to adult entertainment and you're on it all the time, you've got calluses on your hands because you're rubbing them out all day long, you like, that's a problem. Okay. Like, you're betatizing yourself. You're not going to like the, there's, so back to the semen retention thing. Look, what was that movie? Something About Mary, I think. One of the lines they said in Something About Mary was, you know, before you go out, you got to rub one out so that, you know, you can get on and everything will go good that night sort of thing. No, you don't do that. You don't do those things. You're not going to want to compete. You're not going to want to engage with beautiful women if you've placated yourself. You know, if it's just masturbation is all it is. It's spinning your tires. You're not doing anything productive. Again, for the most part, I think there's a good chunk of the male population that has it under control or they don't engage in it at all. Good for you. Awesome. But if you're on it 24/7 and you've got calluses on your hands, this weakens you. Okay. This is media that weakens you. You need to slow that down and control it. Let's talk about estrogenics now. Most products that are promoted, that are marketed to you, on platforms, even on social media, TV, commercials, cable, billboards, wherever you're going, bus stops, subway lines, all that stuff, almost all products that are marketed to you guys are estrogenic. I'm just being honest with you. If you don't believe me, I did a broadcast, let me pop it up on the screen here, with Dr. Anthony J. What was it titled? Playing to Win number 21, How Estrogenics Make You Fat, Sick, and Infertile. Okay. I can put out a video talking about female nature and it'll get 100,000 views. I put out a video that tells you how estrogenics are being sold to you, how they make you fat, sick, and infertile with an actual biochemist that wrote a book on the subject, and it'll get less than 10,000 views. I encourage you guys, I'm going to drop this in the chat. Open this in another window. If you're watching this after the fact, it's Playing to Win episode number 21 on my channel. You can go look it up. Please watch that. It's an important broadcast and it tells you what the source of all these estrogenics are that are making you weak and betatizing you. Take a look around at men today. There's men walking around with female breast tissue. There's men walking around with high-pitched voices because of all the estrogenics from the environmental inputs that they're putting in and on their body. Toiletries, sunscreens, plastic water bottles, food that they're consuming that contains estrogenics. You have to educate yourself as a man. There's well over an hour of content on that broadcast. Please go watch it. I'm not going to go break it down again. But estrogenics are promoted to you and marketed to you all day long. And most of you are consuming them on a huge frequency and basis. And they're not good for you. And they do betatize you. Let's talk about mainstream media. Now, With the exception of some outlets and broadcasters, mainstream media does not facilitate a man making himself his own mental point of origin. I learned a long time ago in school that there's certain media platforms that have political biases. Some are more liberal, some are more conservative. They all have some form of a bias, but for the most part, their mantra and what they know sells, you know, their whole mantra is if it bleeds, it leads, right? So let's get smart about consuming media content. You should get rid of cable, honestly, guys. I don't remember what my last cable bill was. I think with all the like the history channels and the military channels and all that, like the discoveries and all that sort of stuff that I really like to subscribe to, I was paying close to $300 a month for cable at that time. Maybe it was around 2013 or so, 2012 or so. I haven't had cable in at least 7 or 8 years, and you should cancel it too. You don't need to watch the news. You don't need to watch mainstream media. Most of it is all blah, blah, blah. It's the same thing. Let's get people all worked up about something that is not significant in their own inner world. They have no control over it. And let's get them to share it and talk about it to other people on other social media platforms. It's just an idiot box. I see Sam here dropped a super chat. Thanks, brother. He said, military age men need to avoid the idiot box. All men need to avoid idiot box content, specifically mainstream media. Let me give you a real good example. This is one that popped up in my newsfeed. Where did it go here? Forbes. Dan Bilzerian is a renter and someone else pays the bill. So this is a good example. So this is a Forbes publication. The title of this is Dan Bilzerian is a renter and someone else pays his credit card bills, lawsuit. So apparently he's engaged in a lawsuit now with the former president or the CEO of Ignite. Now, this title here, again, if it bleeds, if it leads, it's designed to manufacture outrage. This guy, Chris Roberts, who's the author, let's see what he's written. Looks like he has a hard-on for Dan Bilzerian. He writes a lot about this guy. And I'll bet you, he's a dork, first of all. I'll bet you when he tweets about stuff, let's see what he complains about here. I got my free COVID-19 test in New York City 1 week ago today in the vain hope I'd get a result before I'd risk trying to see my parents. Still no results, so I'm getting another test today without crook results. These tests are just historic artifacts. Do better, New York City governor. Dude's complaining about not getting results back from a test within 1 week. I do my blood labs. It takes usually 10 days, and this guy's complaining like a little woman about why his tests are not getting done fast enough. So this is what you're consuming, right? He writes an article, Dan Bilzerian exits LA mansion. Dan Bilzerian is a renter and someone else pays the credit card bills. Let me explain something to some of the guys out there right now that are going, huh, what a dork. I knew all the time he was a big fraud. That guy's a fraud, right? Because this is what he's trying to perpetrate. This is what the mainstream media tries to do. Again, if it bleeds, it leads. They're trying to get you hooked onto an idea. This particular article, and they track views, has 183,000 views at the time of its publishing, just over 11 days ago. So for those of the viewers right now that are uninitiated and don't know, the guy runs a cannabis company called Ignite. He uses his social media influence, which I think I still have it up over here because I was pulling it up. 32 million followers. So he uses his social media influence to sell the products. He's got a hot girl over here with his logo on the bikini. All of these girls over here are probably wearing logoed items. And he, of course, travels around the world and promotes his products. He's got his Ignite vodka here, which I'm assuming is like cannabis-infused vodka, you know, of course, with Hottie. He's using the money to promote the company. One of the arguments it mentions here in the article was that the house that he lived in LA had a $200,000 a month rent bill, and he does not pay his rent. Well, why would you pay the rent yourself if you run the company? Entrepreneurs, business owners run as many expenses as possible through their business, not out of their own pocket, especially in situations like this, the way that he's broken this down. So understand that this is the narrative. This is what it. This is what they are trying to push. They are trying to get you outraged with topics and ideas. I don't know what the lawsuit's all about. I have not read the plaintiff's claim. I'm sure this dork has not read the plaintiff's claim either. All he knows is that Bilzerian has conflict with the ex-CEO of the company and they're engaged in a lawsuit. And as part of that, it's been exposed that he rents the LA mansion for $200,000 a month and runs all the expenses through the company. Well, why wouldn't he? Right? You're promoting a cannabis product and lifestyle. You're a playboy. This is what you're going to do. Where the truth is in that, I don't know. And personally, I don't really care, and neither should you. But this is the sort of stuff that will get pushed around by the mainstream media to draw you in, which brings me to the next point of outrage mobs. Now, outrage mobs are what, it's basically the Karen avatar. You know, if you're not familiar with the Karen avatar, it's that middle-aged white woman that's shouting and screaming at somebody every day on Twitter in a short minute or 2 minute long video about why this is not better, that's not better. Very similar to the way that this reporter was complaining about the New York governor, Chris Roberts, was not getting his COVID test done fast enough to his liking. This is what outrage mobs are. And they want, and all that really is they want to draw you into their outrage. They want to suck you into their vortex of BS, of caring about stuff that you don't need to care about, that does not facilitate mental point of origin, and often encourages worshiping a female primary social order. You'll see a lot of it on Twitter. Twitter's useful, and it's also idiotic at the same time. You'll notice Rollo's very good with his Twitter posts and highlighting these items without creating a lot of problems. So if you're on Twitter, make sure you follow Rollo. You know, the Rule Zero gang, me, Rollo, Ryan, you know, obviously the standard guests. But you'll notice that a lot of outrage is encouraged and manufactured on platforms like this. What do they call it? Indignation. It's manufactured by weaker people, by betatized men, and especially a female primary social order to create outrage over topics. Not strong in the physical sense, not strong in the physical presence. You know, they'll always say the pen is mightier than the sword today. And that's because not a lot of men would know how to wield a sword today to begin with, but outrage mobs can reach farther and create significantly more impact than anybody else today. And it's a lot of these weak guys that get sucked into this. So if you find yourself getting sucked into outrage ideas, any kind of outrage ideas, anything that does not have any bearing on your immediate life, your immediate day, your castle, your family, anybody in your inner circle, you know, your five most influential people, you know, people that are closest to you, ignore it. It's garbage. It's part of the betatization process. Let me grab this super chat. What did Neo say? Truth bombs. 100%, dude. Guys, you're going to get a lot of fluff on the internet, on YouTube. This is the only place where you're going to get the cold hard truth bombs. This is how I deliver it, okay? And it comes from a place of love. I'm doing this so you guys can understand how to become better with yourselves, how to filter out the noise and the crap that doesn't serve you so that you can eliminate these betatized estrogenic inputs so that you can become better, stronger men. Got two more points here, and I've got my brother from another mother in the waiting area. I got Ryan. He's going to hop in. He's written about this topic, so I'll pull him in a few minutes. Let's talk about defeatists, because I think this is an important one as well. I touched on this the other week when I was talking about why you lose at life and how to win. And there's a good chunk of men out there, and I got to be honest, guys, I get frustrated sometimes listening to these whiny dudes that are going on and on about how everything sucks and there's no point. Don't bother trying to make money. There's not enough money out there to be made. Women are not worth it. What if you're ugly? Blah, 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 blah. I can sum it up. Let me see here. How can I sum this up? Let's just sum it up this way. Misery loves company. Three words. If you are finding yourself drawn into another vortex, it's just another version of outrage mobs. The only difference is this is a defeatist group of people in an outrage mob, and they want to express outrage. Let's say, you know, Rich, how dare you say that you should be a millionaire by the time you're 40? This is something that came up, you know, a while ago. Because I've said to guys, you know, they asked me for financial advice. So I obviously have a debt management company. We've eliminated, I don't know, well over $100 million worth of debt right now. This is something that this is my wheelhouse, right? So they'll ask me for financial advice. And often when I'm talking to guys, they're asking me, well, what expectations should I have? What should I plan for? I've said before, and I'll say it again, if you're a man, you should be a millionaire by the time you're 40. There's absolutely no reason why you can't do it. Even if you work a regular job, if you plan for your life properly and you're financially responsible and you know how to make money on the side outside of that day-to-day job that you have, a guy making $60,000 a year could very easily be a millionaire by the time he's 40 if he manages it and approaches it properly. The outrage mobs, though, and the defeatists will come along and say, you're wrong, you're disconnected from reality, it is absolutely impossible. Or if I say something like, you know, you should be aiming to make, you know, in the top 20% of all income earners in Canada, for example, which is something like $130,000 a year. What is the problem with that? I'm not talking about $138 billion a year. I'm not saying become Jeff Bezos. I'm not saying make $138 million a year. $138,000 is something that a good chunk of the male population can at least aspire to and shoot for, but they don't, because they want to be a defeatist. They want that whole misery loves company lifestyle. And for some guys, that's where they're going to resign themselves to. But again, the point of this broadcast is how media inputs weaken and betatize men. And this is a perfect example of men quitting and abandoning competency skills, the pursuit of excellence, figuring out what their purpose is and how to put a dent in their universe. And they just throw their hands up in the air and they say, F it, not going to do the work. I'm done. I'm going to go hang out here with these other guys and eat black pills all day long. Again, misery loves company. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. Hang out in your little dark corner of the world, cool, but don't expect sympathy from anybody else. Don't come to me, start sulking about your crap results when you surround yourself with losers. Mainstream education. I'm going to pull you in, Ryan, because I just saw you got back.
Oh, I love hearing you on these rolls. Warms my heart to know I'm not taking crazy pills out here.
I get you. Hold on, brother. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, no sweat. How's it going on, audience?
There we go. I'm back now.
Dude, and the best part is watching you bring up these points without having to rely on the blaming a certain demographic of people for everything. It's so refreshing to see people with a head on their shoulders talking about the topic. I'm just going to say that right out now.
Well, thank you, Brother Ryan Stone.
I know it's such like a low compliment bar, but whatever, I'll take it.
Yeah, start somewhere. So mainstream education is my last talking point, and then I want to throw it over to you because I know that you've talked about this and written about this before.
Please do.
To chime in. So mainstream education, gentlemen, the vast majority of post-secondary education establishments that are not running STEM protocols or STEM programs, science, technology, engineering, math, the main things that guys should consider if they're going to go into university or post-secondary education. And I'm not a big fan of it. In fact, I would discourage most men because they let school get in the way of their education. So just marinate on that. When I say most guys let school get in the way of their education, that's exactly what I'm talking about with mainstream education, because it has a very, very strong liberal bias. And it also encourages, again, you know, putting the female primary social order on a pedestal, bending the knee. You'll hear a lot of Me Toos and a lot of false accusations and a lot of things that cause a lot of problems for men. And men, if they don't have a strong backbone and they're not aware to these inputs from the school system and don't challenge them, are going to basically indoctrinate themselves in a weak mindset. I mean, if you go to elementary schools today, I can go into my kid's school and I can count the male to female ratio. And I'm going to say 9 out of 10 teachers are female. So if you think that you're getting strong masculine inputs, never going to happen. They've taken out shop classes, which is where men used to work with tools and build shit. They don't exist anymore because they had to cut that out. They took out auto shop classes. They don't exist anymore. You're not allowed to play with cars, fellas. You have to sit in this classroom and color within the lines. And as Rolla would say, you know, they educate boys like defective girls. So you have to be aware of mainstream education inputs, not so much in the elementary school system, because I know most of you guys are older, you're over 18. But if you're considering post-secondary education, don't get yourself involved or tied up in anything or with women that are going to encourage the betatization of the male, the bending of the knee, or, you know, putting women up on a pedestal. I've had a good run here for about 42 minutes, Ryan. What did you want to contribute on this one? I know you got something for us.
Well, I got a few things, but first off, the education thing, we were actually just talking about that on my channel with the assertiveness series, the sidebar stuff. And it's funny that you mentioned the lack of male teachers, because that's what's happening here. It's something called transactional analysis, or the parent-adult-child model of interactions. Mm-hmm. The idea is when you're a kid, your parents give you parenting strategies. And you know how moms can get lazy and just say, like, call you a bad boy, attack your identity. So as a child, you feel helpless. So you kind of want to make the other person love you, and you have this irrational fear of abandonment. The problem is when mom's doing it, they tend to, and this is why single moms are the worst. So I know you'll love this part, is that they constantly take these, they take these lazy parenting rules that build the child with this irrational fear. You know, when you ask a guy, like, why don't you approach that girl? And he can't really explain why, but he's just afraid. It's that stuff. And then usually what happens is the kid turns 5, he goes to school, he gets a male teacher, he kind of like works it out of the system. So even aside, is the education useful or not? You have all this female influence, and what would have been something you can shed out of the kid's mind when he's 5 years old carries all the way through, since he doesn't see a male influence until maybe his late teenage years. And by then it's too late. Mm. So that's a funny side note about education there. And as far as MasterCard has this great report, they pull it out every year. It's based on spending habits of worldwide. And I'm sure you've seen this, where women are the primary consumer, 80% of all financial decisions. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they want to encourage more of this because it helps them on their bottom line. And that's why marketing is designed for women. And that's why we hate everything on TV right now, because women have their certain things, their little emotional hot topics. That's why you see a 120-pound chick fighting 300-pound men, or, you know, the bumbling oaf back home. We think it's like some kind of weird conspiracy to cuck men or whatever. It's like, no, it's just MasterCard and other companies that want to make money. No, if they appeal to the power fantasy of chicks, chicks will spend money on widgets. Mm-hmm. It's obvious for us to see that they're manipulative, because we're not the target of the marketing. Women are the target of the marketing. So for them, it just hits those emotional triggers and they buy something. Oh, this is great. Buy the widget, buy the Lexus, buy the thing. It's very subtle. And the biggest lesson, I think, and you, if you didn't drill it in their head home in 40 minutes, I don't think there's any hope for it, but don't consume media that's not designed for you, because all it's going to do is get you angry. And by getting angry, it's having that side effect of also having an emotional reaction to you, but just a negative one. But, you know,
even
horrible.
Even the stuff that's marketed directly to men. So you probably remember the Axe body spray commercial with the dude on the beach, and he's got two things of body spray and he's doing this shit. And there's like,
oh yeah,
3,000 hot bikinied women like charging him on the beach.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I do. So, I remember that one.
So the marketing ploy is buy this product and girls will run you down. This guy's a skinny dork. There's no woman that would run him down, let alone 3,000 of them in like the entire Swedish bikini modeling team from Hawaiian Tropic from every year is running this guy down. Not only is it lying to the dude, but he's also spraying himself with an estrogenic product filled with oxybenzones and all kinds of other stuff that lowers his testosterone levels and increases
estrogen. Oh, that's a estrogen. Whole other bag of wax if you want to go down that rabbit hole.
Listen, I covered that and I dropped the link to that other broadcast I did with Dr. Anthony J, the biochemist. So like, when guys like us see the code in the matrix for what it is and we understand it, we know how to deal with it. But most guys haven't got a clue, or they're blind to it. Simply, like, guys will be like, oh yeah, like I'm red pilled and I get it all. And they'll go in a Reddit forum and it's like, okay, dude.
Case in point, I showed you one this morning. Boy, they hated us.
Misery loves company, man.
Yeah, but it's not even the end users. Like now, remember Gillette? When Gillette, everybody was pissed at Gillette for 15 minutes there. And everybody's going like, men aren't going to buy this. We're going to boycott. But Gillette's not stupid.
They're still
men are the end user, but they don't buy the product. It's their wives. Their wives that hate them that they go and buy the product.
Yeah.
So by showing them this, that your husband is basically a pile of like a bag of hammers or a wet bag of dicks, they're going to go and buy Gillette products because it resonates with that dissatisfaction they have in their relationships. Again, it all stems down to manipulating women in order to buy more widgets. I wish I could say it was a conspiracy, but it's just not.
No, it's not a conspiracy. It's everybody marketers that are very good at selling you crap because they're designing things to separate you from your money. They want your attention. They want your money. They know how to do it. Nothing's free. There's the obvious comment that will come up from time to time where guys will say, so should we stay blind and ignore the news, right? Because people are the ones that make the decisions and can cast a vote. Because I'm telling these guys, stay off mainstream media. Stop listening to the dumb crap in the news, right?
Well, yeah. Now, do they want news or do they want to be informed, though? That's the thing.
So talk about that. Like, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, media narratives. If you want to, there's a great Ryan Holiday. That's a great article on it. And trust
good book.
Yeah, trust me, I'm lying. We actually have to blame the manosphere, or as you call it, the gay nightclub, for the yellow media that we have now because we kind of pioneered it. So I feel really bad about that. But Ryan Holiday used to do a lot of work for guys around like the Roosh and Cernovich and Tucker Max years. Mm-hmm. And a lot of techniques that he would use were very underhanded stuff. Again, the book goes over them, how he... can I mention ADG on this channel or you want to hear this one? Because there's an example about it.
Yeah, go for it, whatever.
All right. So do you remember he had an article calling himself the president of the manosphere last year?
Okay.
He actually stole that directly out of Ryan Holiday's book, where there's certain news aggregation services that you pay them a fee, you put your PR into there, and they put it out on the wire. So what companies that are looking for news are starved for news. So they'll just take anything. And that's how you end up having mainstream publications publishing what's essentially a PR piece. So it's all paid for. And that's the idea, is it gives you credibility. Then you can reference that news site as a source. And now you can have a Wikipedia page based on it. It's this weird manufactured, authentic authority. Mm-hmm. And you're just paying for it. And it's funny because he has a bunch of different ones in there. How he uses outrage, the issues around it. Like there was a company in New Jersey, a man, like a family company, a dude with his kids. They were making like nail polish. And then they ended up getting some contract by Maybelline to make some specialized brand. They had to put so much investing into that company so they could afford the extra volume that they had to do. I'm sure you've seen that, where guys take orders that are way bigger than they handle already, pay a bunch of money to it. But then because his company had to made like a bit of an outrage brokerage or outrage piece on it because they wanted to get a couple bucks because, you know, girls like makeup. And so hearing about unsafe makeup, it was a totally manufactured story, but the company went under. 40, 50 people lost their jobs. This is like the guys you're talking about, make your $1 million by 40. That was him. And he was doing it, selling, you know, nail polish. He thought it was great. His wife loved it. This stuff completely destroys what we think of as like ethical or honest journalism, honest business, ethical business. And it's at the point now where even honest people have to scam. Like Rollo does red meat all the time on his channel because he knows if he doesn't, that people are going to miss out on all the value. And it's one of those necessary evils now. But yeah, don't watch the news because the news is manufacturing indignation, like you were saying, so that way you stick around to watch the advertisements because the advertisers are the ones that are paying the station.
Yeah, and then you stick around for the next piece and the next piece. And
yeah, and it's not hard to stay informed without news either. We managed to do it. I don't watch cable news ever.
I haven't had cable since at least 2013, minimum. And I know what's going on.
First Survivor, I was yelling at the screen and I canceled cable the next day. But yeah, so what do you do? Like, for example, if you're in a pandemic, well, there's authoritative sources. Like, as much as I hate the WHO's policy wing, their science wing is pretty good, same as the CDC. So yeah, if you want to get informed, learn how to read a basic research paper. It takes effort, but that's the price you pay for being informed as opposed to entertained.
Yeah. Well,
and it's not easy.
I always say,
I
always say, look for the story behind the story. Like whenever I'm consuming something, I'm always asking myself, what is the true origin of this? And why is this person motivated to tell me this?
Yeah. That's a good question. Like, stories they've chosen. Yeah.
Yeah. So ask yourself those questions. And if you can't get to the story behind the story, then don't watch the news. Don't vote. Don't watch the news. I'm telling you, you're not going to make an informed decision until you can see the story behind the story, until you can see the motivation behind what it is that they're pumping out. Like, just look at the world today.
I can give you a perfect example today. Did you hear about this federal judge just got murdered?
No.
There was a guy dressed up as a FedEx worker. I found it on like the Twitter search thing. Mm-hmm. A federal dressed up as a FedEx employee walked in there, shot her and her family. And then you read the news story on it. And what does it say? It says this guy was an MRA anti-feminist lawyer. In 2015, he brought that lawsuit that you remember where guys shouldn't have to join the draft and then ladies' night out was illegal. Mm-hmm. That guy. And he basically murdered them and then shot himself. But that was the only thing the story said, is this guy was an MRA and he murdered these people from five years ago. There's no story in there. Like, I don't know about you guys, but murdering a federal judge and their family is a pretty big deal. And I highly doubt it's because you brought up a case 5 years ago. But again, it's like you said, what's the story they're trying to tell? They're trying to make the connection between a guy who just wants guys to have access to their kids and the murder of a federal judge. So people are like, man bad, woman good. Mm. There's definitely something missing there. And if you're reading something about that's trying to inform you, and you find that there's basic questions you're asking that aren't being addressed, then you know you're being hoodwinked.
I've got your audio, but your video froze. So I'm So I'm going to leave and then turn it back on, see what happens there. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Everything's perfect.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, now it's working. Let me grab these super chats because I got another 10 minutes before I got to wrap up. And
I love your audience super chats. Your guys are like financially switched on, and that's my weak spot.
Learn more in BJJ and working three jobs, one as a bouncer my last semester in college, than anything in the indoctrination system. I'll be honest with you guys. I went to college for, I think, a three-year co-op course, which I shortened to 2 years because I started to see, like, just under 2 years under it, that I was wasting my time. Mm-hmm. I learned more trying to get my first business off the ground at 16, washing cars for dealerships, than I did in 2 years paying to go to a college and commuting and buying books and sitting in classrooms, listen to some Muppets lecture me. Again, don't let school get in the way of your education. Married on that. Think about that real, real closely.
Dude, you're 100% right. I went twice, two bachelor's degrees.
Yeah.
It was basically the piece of paper and signing that on a resume.
How much of that is serving you today with your book, you know, the content that you create?
Well, I got it in a frame. I got my bachelor's in a frame right there, and a frame right there. So it holds up the books really nice.
Well, it looks good then. It's impressive when the wife's friends come over, right? They're like, Ryan has a degree and it's framed in mahogany. He must
People
be smart.
Known that for a while, though. It's just social signaling.
Yeah.
If you can pick a good branded school like that, if you say Harvard, people automatically assume you're smarter. But it's not that you're actually smarter. You're just dick riding off of their brand.
Well, you can just go get the t-shirt off Amazon and get the same result. Andy gave a super chat, $5. He says, how do you expect boys to excel when they have to sit for 6 hours straight? I had a hard time in school growing up because I couldn't move. Dude, I was in the same boat. I'm sure Ryan was in the same boat. I was a C average student. And I'll tell you something right now.
C minus.
C average students like me hire the A average students to do jobs for them, like accounting, legal work, corporate restructuring. Okay, like a mark on a piece of paper in the elementary school system does not have a large or any significant bearing on your ability to be successful. Unfortunately, as a boy, as you become a man, you're going to have to go through a school system, if your parents choose to put you through them rather than homeschool you, that will treat you like defective girls. It's just the reality of it. If you're a father and, you know, you've got a child in school that's a boy, make sure you spend time with him. You know, make sure you get him out of, you know, the school system on the weekends and in the evenings and do stuff with him. Put him in combat sports. Get him to learn how to fight. Show him how to catch a fish.
Keep him off the Ritalin.
Yeah, keep him off the drugs for sure. But that's just the nature of the school system today, fellas. I mean, you know, as a parent, you've got to do the best that you can. But you know, it is what it is. I got five more minutes before I got to wrap up. Did you want to hit on any other points that you had?
No, this was good. Honestly, you hit most of the major ones, and that's what you do about it's the only difference. Like, you know, you're being lied to by media. You know, women are being appealed to buy things. You know, school is not designed to educate your kids, even with the best intentions. So that's the only question to ask is, well, what do I do about it? Like you said, get your kids some exercise so they end up like stir crazy. Maybe you have to take them for a run at 6 a.m. It really sucks. And as a kid, I would hate it, but I also hate going stir crazy in a building. So
yeah,
just make good decisions. That's really it.
Question things that the education system teaches your kids too. I mean, you know, when they bring up things like gender or,
oh,
I mean,
they just changed that for Ontario, didn't they?
Well, they're talking about this in school a lot more now, right? Like my kid's in grade 5 and talking about things like assuming gender, or I remember some kid in the classroom called another kid a transgendered lesbian. Like, this is a conversation that would have never even happened.
Oh, I thought once. He was making fun of him.
Yeah, like that. But this is something that would have never happened, you know, when I was in school. And they make a big deal about bullying and you know, more inclusivity. And ask your kids questions like, well, what do you think about that? Do you think that that's reasonable? You know, and then engage them in that conversation. But if you leave the school system to educate your kids, don't be surprised if you end up with a weak, betatized male when they're done with the school system, wondering why girls don't want to pay any attention to them, right?
It's a solid plan. I mean, be a teacher. At some point, you should be the main influence on your kids' lives anyway. Isn't that the whole point of being a father?
Yes.
Like, I know some guys here are divorced and it's hard, but I mean, Rich, you can, if you can make it work, anybody can make it work. You don't even have a Canadian flag in your house and you somehow managed to raise a kid doing all right.
See, this is my point, gentlemen. So take a look at those notes there in the video, guys. I've just gone into the details of my own show notes during this broadcast. I hope it makes sense. Leave me a comment below and give me a big smash on the like button. Ryan, before you go, you up to anything this week you want to tell people about?
Oh, dude, we're still going through the sidebar. Like I said, I'm putting the last chapter on When I Say No, I Feel Guilty and Assertiveness Training, along with the tools fogging, negative inquiry, and negative assertions. After this, I had a little poll going on. We're either going to hit practical female psychology. The idea is, all the red pill stuff that everybody thinks they know, they don't know. So I'm literally going from the start, 101 level, elementary school, and we'll leave everything short of rational male, because I'm like, he's pretty much got a handle on that. So it's nice. A good, fun time, but it's a damn slog. And then I'm on Twitch now. So I don't think your audience is going to be into watching me play Mega Man, but if you're curious about it, it's like...
I just talked about video games on this, right?
Nice. But it's like, yeah, it's like college where you're sitting there with your buddies and just having a chit chat while he's goofing around, and then you go back to work. It's kind of like that vibe. So if you could check it out if you want to, I don't know.
All right. Let me just go full screen for a quick sec and shout out to channel sponsor, Grondike Soap, Tactical Soap Company. Handmade soap with no endocrine disruptors, the stuff that's estrogenic that I was talking about earlier, guys. This stuff is not that. It's more expensive, yes. It has pheromones in it, which will help you do a little better with women. It is not magically going to have women throwing themselves at you, though. This is an illusion. Anyway, you're showering anyways. Go to coopersoap.com, or if you're watching this after the fact, I'll pin it in the top comment. Check out with coupon code Cooper. You get 10% off. It helps support the creation of content. And Scott is a great guy with a great business model that just wants to help red pill content creators. So there you have it, folks. Ryan, thanks for popping on and saying what's up. I hope you guys enjoyed the broadcast. I'll be back next Monday. Got lots of stuff coming out. Oh, and before I forget, I'd really like it if you guys would go and subscribe to my new channel. I haven't even mentioned it yet in the live broadcast. Let me just grab the link so I can drop it for
actually,
you.
Actually, I got to subscribe to it too. I feel like such a...
Well, I learned the other day that if you subscribe to a channel but you don't watch it, it's actually not good for the channel. So don't subscribe if you don't watch. But if you want shorter clips, Cooper clips, there we go. Coming up. Boom. No, nice. It didn't come up. It's not ranked. Okay, on the suggested channel. So there, I'll hit it now. So brand new channel that I've created, guys. It's called Rich Cooper Clips. And all I'm doing is I'm taking the most impactful sound bites from Before the Train Wreck, Plane and Wind, stuff like that. And I'm just uploading them to a new channel. So think of like Joe Rogan clips, but Rich Cooper clips. They'll be short, like 10 minutes or less. Just the main stuff. So if you don't want to watch the full broadcast, then you can get the clips over there. So go subscribe. The link is there. See you guys in the next broadcast. Peace out.